Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:36, mostly cloudy, some rain today, 5:67 tonight, showers ending low of 55. Tomorrow it's going to be cloudy in the morning, but it's going to be a little sunny in the afternoon, high of 71, and here we go. I think I have Brock on the line here. He's in Ohio. We got a great signal because Ohio's so flat. What's up, man? How you doing?
So flat, bro. So I'm doing good, man. I'm good. It's Rock on the Range 2018. We finally wrapped things up. The Brock and Kiki Roadshow brought to you by Sensational Spas in Stevensville. Yes, to answer your question, Kiki is still sleeping. I am up and ready to take on the day.
Basically,
the Brock Roadshow, that bum. Yeah, look at her. She's sleeping. What a bum. We did have a great time, and Kiki actually got so many amazing photos that you can check out on Facebook, on our Instagram, just a cool behind-the-scenes look. And part of the Brock and Kiki Roadshow and why we come out to this is to get interviews, get a time to sit down with artists, your favorite artists, and a chat about what's going on. And I was lucky enough to snag an interview with Stone Temple Pilots' new frontman, Jeff Gutt. And Jeff, if you don't know, he had to audition for the role for the new lead singer after the death of Chester, and obviously when we lost Scott Weiland in 2015, which are still both very fresh. And to see STP back at it, a new album out, is crazy, and also kind of a testament to their work ethic and their drive. So I had a chance to sit down with Jeff and just kind of talk about the new job and the new gig and how he's feeling. So here's part one of my interview with Jeff Gutt of Stone Temple Pilots. Jeff, let's just get right into it. The big thing that I'm sure is on a lot of people's minds, you stepping into some pretty legendary shoes in a legendary band. Mentally, how did you even get your mind around that? When you were picked, when you auditioned, where were you mentally? How do you accept that fact?
I wear two pairs of socks and go for it. That's about it.
Just socks and go for it.
Two pairs of socks and go for it.
I love it. Now, let's talk about the new album, self-titled STP. This is the seventh Stone Temple Pilots album. Putting this together, was it a new kind of band involvement, having you singing? Did you guys approach it a little bit differently with the brothers? I mean, what was that process like with you stepping in?
Well, it was all new for me. Yeah. And I can't really speak to anything they did before that because I wasn't there, but it was actually a very easygoing, organic experience that happened all the right ways. You know, it was us still getting to know each other and becoming brothers, basically, because when you're writing together, it's the most intimate thing you could do, you know, is share your ideas and bare your soul. And, you know, you can't be afraid of someone not liking your idea or something like, you know, you just have to go for it, you know. And I've spent enough time, made enough records in my life that, you know, I knew how to do it, you know. And I you know, thank God every day I showed up and they kind of liked where I was going, you know. I was like expecting like some colossal, like, we need you to climb this mountain, and yeah. You know, and I'm like, yeah. But you know, it was just, you know, they were like, hey, that's great, you know, and they make some suggestions here and there, but that's what a band does, you know. Yeah. So it was a collaborative effort, but it was, at the end of the day, it was very rewarding, and I'm blessed and honored to even be in the position I'm in.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, coming into the band, like you said, the writing process, and new for you with them and new for them with you, did you feel idea-wise and writing accepted? Was it like an outsider coming in? How was that?
Well, you know what? They had like six songs that were, the music was recorded. And I walked in, it was part of my audition, like, hey, we're going to throw him in the room, you know, haha, let's see how he does, see how the young buck does.
That's right, yeah.
And I came up with melodies and harmonies and everything. I mean, no lyrics, but some of the lyrics, you know, some of the sounds I was making became some of the lyrics, like For Meadow for sure, and Roll Me Under, and songs like that. Like, those were all done the first day and within a few hours, you know, and they were, I could tell they were like, all right, we're on to something here. And I'm like, yeah, you are.
So there you go, part one of my interview with Jeff Gutt of STP, the new lead singer. He did an amazing job. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, part two, with Jeff. And we talk a little bit more about his journey with STP. Also, his roots in Michigan's great great north. He's a little bit more. We'll talk about that a little bit more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back.